Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Authorities in North Iowa are investigating anti-immigrant signs posted on the doors of Latino-owned businesses. According to a Facebook post by the Hampton Chronicle, signs were placed on the doors of numerous Hispanic businesses in Hampton early Tuesday morning. The flyer, with a black and white image, reads, USA illegal immigrant hunting permit, no bag limit, tagging not required. Below the so-called permit image, the sign reads, Trump 2024. Hampton Police Chief Mark Morrison said, we are taking this matter very seriously and are working diligently to identify the individual or individuals responsible. Morrison said the investigation is ongoing and once completed, the case will be sent to the Franklin County Attorney's Office. Franklin County Attorney Andrea Miller said she had no comment because she's still waiting for information from the police. Then she would decide whether to file criminal charges related to the incident. Jeanette Acault is Development Director for La Luz Centro Cultural, a nonprofit in Hampton that serves the Latino community. She said the anti-immigrant sign was posted on her organization's door, and then she found that other businesses were also targeted with the same sign. She classified it as a hate crime. A Northeast Iowa mother and daughter are facing animal neglect charges. Olwine police say 53-year-old Jennifer Burko and 24-year-old Christina Burko, both of Olwine, each face two counts of animal neglect with injury and one count of animal neglect. Jennifer Burko was also charged with interference with official acts. According to the criminal complaints, OPD began an investigation August 5th into concerns by neighbors of dogs being neglected at the Burko residence in the 600 block of 3rd Avenue Southwest. Neighbors found one dog wandering the streets, and at the Burko home, the front door was open and they could see two more dogs in a single kennel. They entered the house and found the dogs extremely malnourished and neglected to the point they were just skin and bones. In addition to the dogs being in extremely poor health, police say the canines, their kennel, whatever food they had, as well as the rest of the house, were covered in feces. There was also no fresh water. Further investigation determined that Christina Burko had left the residence to stay with her mother, but it's not known how long the dogs had been left behind in the home. Police accused Jennifer Burko of not being truthful in answering their questions. Wild Thunder Wildlife and Animal Rehabilitation and Sanctuary took custody of all three dogs. A veterinarian evaluation diagnosed two of the dogs having long-term malnourishment, protein deficiency, anemia, and infected skin ulcers requiring treatment. All dogs were weak and emaciated. A North Iowa man will spend almost two decades in federal prison for drug trafficking. Andrew Snyder of Clear Lake was arrested after a traffic stop on August 29th of last year. Law enforcement says he was found in possession of meth, and federal prosecutors say Snyder worked with other people to distribute 500 or more grams of meth between July 1st and his arrest. State charges against Snyder were dropped to allow his federal prosecution. Snyder pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute meth and two counts of possession of meth. Wednesday, he was sentenced to 18 years and 6 months in federal prison, to be followed by 5 years of supervised release. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg, Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg, and Department of Natural Resources Director Kayla Lyon on Wednesday recognized 44 Iowa farm families with Iowa Farm Environmental Leader Awards at the 2024 State Fair, including a handful of recipients from North Iowa. The award acknowledges farmers who take voluntary actions to improve and protect the state's natural resources, including soil and water, serving as leaders within their communities while supporting the goals of the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy. Governor Reynolds says, "Farming and environmental stewardship have always gone hand in hand. We're proud to honor farm families who have gone above and beyond, often for generations, to safeguard the land that feeds the world and makes our way of life possible." Secretary Nagg added, Iowa continues to set records for conservation and water quality practice implementation. 2024 award recipients from North Iowa include Alec Amundson and Adam Norby of Green Country Farms in Mitchell County, Jay and Marlo Young in Floyd County, Dallas and Rebecca Linkenmeyer in Howard County, and the Keith Leverin Farm in Butler County. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.